Hello everyone, welcome to the fourth episode of the Get Fit Trip podcast. This is Daniel Davis and it's my pleasure to host a show that I'm super passionate about. This show is designed for everyone who deserves and desires to get fit. Now, sit back, relax, and let's talk. Today I want to tell you guys how I became a yogi. Yoga has been a part of my life in the past 6 years and I cannot live without it. I remember vividly the first day that I participated in a yoga class. It was in October, a Sunday in October 2013. I got in the class, the teacher called Don. He was so careful as I told him that it was my first time. He was just watching me over and he tried to show me some of the moves that I needed to do, the basics. And he was somehow shocked how I was inflexible and imbalanced and I couldn't just do simple things that everyone was doing. He told me that the muscles that I had built in bodybuilding somehow didn't serve me well. And that could be the reason of my inflexibility. And I needed to do yoga more often in order to tune in my muscles. My hip flexors didn't work pretty well. I couldn't bend over. My shoulders, I couldn't keep them straight. And I didn't breathe normally. I was thinking that after the class that I was not going to do it again. At the end of the class, Don came to me and asked me to do some of the postures. He was trying to keep me hooked and make me interested in yoga, which was somewhat interesting. That was my first encounter with him. I did some of them, but after the class, I was thinking, well, I'm not gonna do it again. I was not sure if I was doing it just out of curiosity. I did it once and it was over, or I was going to give it a try again. I always considered yoga as a feminine sport, and I didn't feel comfortable being in a room that the majority of the participants were females. After the class, when I got out, there were a couple of guys in front of the class who said jokingly that, wow, this guy is a smart guy who goes to the ass watching classes. I hadn't looked at it that way. That was interesting. I was just in front of the class trying to focus, to follow the instructions. Well, Don's words somehow dawned on me. I was thinking about what he told me about my muscles that I needed to tune in. I needed to work on them more often, especially work on the flexibility, agility, balance. And I was thinking that I don't want to have useless bulky muscles. So I decided to go to yoga classes once a week. I told myself, well, it's an hour, it's just an hour, and it's not gonna kill me. So I went to the classes every Sunday, and since then, in the past 6 years, it has become a part of my life. And I've made a special bond with my teacher, Don, and I feel that he likes me to see me successful. He was so worried about my shoulders that they were pointed down all the time when I was walking, and he told me that as I'm aging, it could get worse. But now, since he has been paying attention to it and he comes, and that relaxation part of the class, it comes all the time over my shoulders and just pushes my shoulder down. He tries to make my shoulders wider in a way that I get used to keep them straight, not to bend them. He has taught me how to breathe. That was the thing that I had never thought that I would have problem with. I had done it automatically all my life and I could not even think less about it. That is something that I don't need to pay attention to. But it taught me how I should breathe normally in a way that my full body is involved in breathing. My stomach comes up. It has four parts. Just it gave me an example that look at how babies breathe. They breathe so normally because they do it instinctively. Or how dogs do it, animals do it. Yeah, that was the thing that I've been practicing a lot. Actually, he gave me homework to do and I've been doing pretty well. He also taught me how to do some of the moves that I was so weak on. Each time at the end of the class, he spent time a little bit teaching me some postures And as a result of some of the moves that she has taught me, I've been inspired and I'm doing almost 20 minutes of plank every day. Just, I had no idea what plank was and I hadn't done it and I hated to do it. But since he told me how good it was for my body, I've been doing it and it has made a big change. Maybe a little bit of abs that I have now is the result of the planks that I do every day. I found that yoga is a sport that it's not just about body, it's about mind too. Over there, not only I have to structure my body, but also I have to structure my mind. And I have to just think about my thoughts. That's the part that I really enjoy it, and I feel that it's kind of give me a relaxation. And I think that, that's the thing that it somehow gives me the refresh button to start the week. Especially what I love the most is that last 10 minutes of the class is the kind of relaxation, they call it Savasana or Shavasana. And that's the part that I really enjoy. I believe that everyone can just have an hour a week to do yoga. And I recommend it to all my friends and family and whoever who wants to just in this hectic life have an hour of relaxation, meditation, inspiration. I'm sure there are dons all over the gyms. You can find them and they can help you and inspire you to pay attention to what you're doing and also make your life easier and better. Thank you for listening. Hope you will be inspired to start doing yoga. At least give it a try. You have nothing to lose. Please subscribe to our podcast, to our blog, to visit our Facebook pages, our Twitter. And up until next time, next week, please be relaxed, take care of yourself, and we'll talk soon.